Yeah, so my memory of the Commonwealth Games, I was 16 at the time. I had just started work in the baking industry, and an industry that I stayed working in for 52 years till I retired last Christmas. And I started working for a local bakery in Riccarton. And I lived in Sockburn, and bakers, as anyone knows, start early in the morning. So I used to bike from Sockburn to Riccarton about 5:30 in the morning, all the way down Riccarton Road. And I can vividly remember athletes, because they stayed at the University of Canterbury residence halls, they would be out during the early hours of the morning going for their training runs, you know, and all decked out in their official track suits and everything. So yeah, so for me that was important, you know. I gave them a friendly wave, said hello, and they waved back, said hello back. So, you know, that's the lasting memory for me. But because I started work early in the mornings, I got home earlier, and I was able to watch Dick Taylor win his gold medal on TV the day that he won the race. So yeah, so for me, you know, the lasting memories that I'll treasure forever.
Of course. Well, you're riding alongside them in the mornings on your way to work, right?
Exactly, you know, because they're right there. Even though it was only 5:30 odd in the morning, it was still, you know, with the way the hours were, you know, it was still quite bright, already quite light in the morning.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was just great to see. There's no need for security or anything, you know, because Christchurch really, as we said, Christchurch was the friendly games and we were the friendly city.
Yeah, well, that's the theme that seems to be coming through a lot.
Yeah.
Everyone was really happy to be here, really happy to be a host.
Exactly.
Really happy to be any part of it that they could.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and I think Christchurch can be quite special for that.
I'm president of New Brighton Museum. We're actually having a wine and cheese evening.
Cool.
We have Dick Taylor as our guest speaker.
Wow.
Exactly, along with Bruce. Tickets were in such demand, we actually sold out.
Amazing.
I've even had people ring me up today looking for tickets.
Yeah.
But we've actually sold out.
That's incredible. Has that ever happened with anything that the museum's done before?
Well, this, realistically, you know, with the display that we've got and having this event, this is the first time the museum has ever done anything like this.
Awesome.
The idea for our display was somebody planted the seed in our heads about 4 months ago.
Gosh, is that all?
Yeah. A local historian says, you realise it's the 50th anniversary of the Christchurch Commonwealth Games. Because it's on your doorstep, you guys should look at doing something.
And four months later,
amazing. We've got this amazing, and it is an amazing, it's actually taken over the whole museum. And the feedback, you know, we've only been open a week, and we've had more people visit the museum in this week than we normally get in a year. So,
how wonderful.
Isn't it? It's, you know, for me, because like I say, I'm new in the president's role, but for me it's about raising the profile of the museum and getting us on the map, and I think this display is going to do that.
Amazing.
We even have one of the original Holden cars on display, and it's amazing what we're being donated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of it's on loan,
but
then we're getting a lot of people are saying, well, we'll let you keep it. So after our main display's finished, we're going to actually, when we put the museum back to normal with all our displays, we're actually going to have a dedicated area that's going to be a permanent Commonwealth Games display area. And because we've got so much stuff, we can't put it all out at once.
You can rotate it around.
We'll just rotate it every five or 6 weeks.
And those people who have given it to you are going to be so...
Yeah.
That's their treasure. Well,
I think that is the role of any museum. If people have history, memorable history, no matter what it is, it's the role of the museum is to collect it and preserve it and look it after it for generations to come.
Absolutely.
And what we do with our museum is we strictly preserve the heritage and history of New Brighton and the surrounding districts only. And this is why the Commonwealth Games was important to us, because it was on our back. It's on the back doorstep of New Brighton.
Well, QE2's right there, isn't it?
Exactly.
And New Brighton back then with Saturday shopping and all of that. It was a real busy.
So we're doing everything we can to bring the people back to Brighton. We've got a special visitors book done up.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, with the Commonwealth Games logo on the front of the book for people to sign it, and the comments have been absolutely fantastic.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that because of people writing down their own memories
it just bringing back memories, and they'll talk to us and tell us about their stories and that their time at the games. You know, a lot of people, oh yeah, I was one of the kids that ran out on them, and all we say to them, oh, what colour were you? That's all we had to say, what colour were you?
What school did you go to, and what colour were you?
We've actually got those red, white and blue. A cheap bit of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
But some people kept them.
Of course they did.
And we've actually got a full set at the museum on display.
Amazing. It sounds like a celebration, which I think is wonderful.
It is.
Like,
and that's what this is. That's what it is, celebrating 50 years. And I couldn't be more prouder of what we've been able to do. It's not just for us. It's for Christchurch as a city.
You know, I wasn't there, but I feel very excited about hearing all this, because I've lived in Christchurch for my 41 years. I've lived here my whole life, and so I really like hearing things about my city.
Because a lot of the visitors that are coming out to the museum, we stand chatting to them, and they just relay their memories of the games. You know, oh yeah, my dad was so-and-so, and he was involved in this, because I got another email from a lady. I was only 16 at the time, and I worked for Bank of New Zealand, and they put a caravan out at the halls of residence for the athletes for all their banking needs. And she says, and I was working in that caravan for the whole time.
Amazing.
And so I got to serve all these athletes from all these different countries as a 16-year-old.
Banking is not something you think would be needed.
Exactly.
Is it?
And like, she said, and she worked in the banking industry for more than 40 years until she retired.
Wow.
See, it's stories like that. And this is what we at the museum were hoping to evoke in people, to bring the memories, to give us their stories, and come out and let all the memories flood back.
Absolutely.
And I think, with the stories we've heard so far, we've achieved that and more.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
That's all right.
Time. I